Evening, welcome to an episode of the Unknown Helmet Podcast. I'm lucky because I get to talk to some of my pro players from across the nation, two of the very best defensive tackle from the Georgia Thrashers, Marcus Singleton, and offensive lineman from the Alabama Blackhawks, Chris McCarroll. Good evening, Marcus and Chris. How are y'all tonight?
All right.
Not bad. Marcus, first question is to you. Had a rough season last year. You had to deal with some things off field that kind of took your concentration away, but you have managed to bounce back in a massive way. Most defensive tackles don't get double-digit sacks. You have managed that. Seemed like it was with ease. What changed as far as when you step on the field this year as opposed to last?
I have nobody hating, no coach hating, holding a private parts. I mean, you know, I want to say the word, but
right.
Other than that, I'm in a good headspace, man. I'm around good players. Did I love my coaches, man? I'm just balling and having a fun year.
And you also seem like you dropped a few pounds. How is that trying to get in like football shape?
It's crazy because I'm in shape. You know, I done went from 389 to 305 and feel good.
Now, Chris, it's a similar question but different for you. The Blackhawks had to deal with, as we know, a tragic loss of one of their most beloved players. Mentally, how has this season been for you as far as knowing that's in the back of your head but knowing you still have a job to do?
Mentally, it tore me up mentally. But, hey, like as you said, I still got a job to do at the same time, so I can't worry about what somebody else done did. So I got to put it on my head like, hey, I still got a job to do. I'm going to get it done regardless of who's there or who ain't.
Now, Marcus, I have talked to a few of your teammates in the recent past, and they were saying that, you know, this team feels different. What is the difference between, like, this version of the Thrashers and previous teams you played on?
I think it's the drive this year. I think it's McCarroll's fault they had us in that tsunami last year. That didn't sit right with us. So, I mean, this year we was practicing before everybody in Georgia, really. And Cam and Barrett just installed that practice made perfect, and we're going to have to grind and get to it. So, I mean, everybody on the same page, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, in the game you might have your hiccups, you know what I'm saying? And ain't nobody on the team saying that they better than the other person. Everybody playing their role. So I guess everybody bought into what Cam and Barrett were saying. So it makes the season a little more fun. You know what I mean? So we're just enjoying it.
Now, Chris, you've had to kind of mentor a lot of the younger players who may not have understood the seriousness of a playoff drive. Have you seen your teammates kind of change where you start off kind of rough, but you manage to get it up? Patch together a few wins and actually become eligible for the playoffs?
Yeah, we had a couple of guys that actually work on weekends. So you know how that goes. You got to get to the money first, but we managed the few home games and two of the road games. They was managed to get there. They was late, but they got there because they know you got to play at least four games to get into the playoffs. So they want to play bad, so they made their best to get there. So I respect them for that. But we got to get it now. We here.
Now, Marcus, the Thrashers, think about the phrases. They, on paper, have a loss, but everyone who watched film knows that they are undefeated. Does the team carry that chip on their shoulder heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we do because the simple fact, like, the Florida Falcons owner, I don't respect him. He's trash. For the simple fact that even the last game we played, he was calling Bernard and he wasn't even at the game. You know, like, why are you so worried about us? You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, it's a chip on our shoulders and we're ready. To be honest, I really don't think we're going to see him anyway. So, it is what it is. We're just going to play, take every game one day at a time. And I know Saturday is going to be a good game, so they're the best team win. So I'm just looking for that.
There you go. Now, Chris, when you have to block someone like Marcus, who is a handful for four quarters, do you think about it before the game, or just close your mind off and just kind of focus on the task at hand?
As I tell everybody else, I can't do everybody's job. I have to do my own. But as far as blocking, I just go into the game with the mindset. I got to do what I got to do to help my team win, regardless if it's him or anybody else. I respect everybody. But I got a job to do, and I got to do what I got to do.
Now, Marcus, you had mentioned you have dropped a significant amount of weight. How did you lose that weight in the offseason? Like, what was your plan? Like, did you just change the way you ate, or you worked out more, or?
Just eating, like cutting out, like I pig out, man, go somewhere and get burgers and stuff like that. So I just cut it out with like fruit or try to eat more healthier, turkey burgers, turkey wings, you know, salad. Just try to cut down on it. And then working in the heat makes it even better because you're sweating all day, so you're burning more fat. So
you work outside. Yeah, in Georgia.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hot. In the summer. Oh, God. Now, yeah. Chris, when you are facing just an average lineman, not anybody on the thresh, just an average lineman, can you look in their eyes and tell that you're about to embarrass them in front of their families?
Most definitely I can. I tell them from the eyes to the stance, I'm going to tell that person, I'm going to whoop your ass. And that's the end of the story.
Now, Marcus, when you are getting into the backfield, do you ever hear after the play, after you made the play, do you ever hear a quarterback yelling at his lineman because they got beaten by you?
All the time. It'd be like that all the time. Like, y'all can't block him. Move your feet, fat ass. It'd be funny, man.
What was the funniest thing you've heard that you've heard this season that after you made a play that an opposing player said to their blockers?
Man, it was we played the Nashville Elite, I think that's what it is. So he had told us on the field, it was me and Debo, we was by each other. He had told us, he said, I thought I was going to see that weak-ass five-man front. So I'm crazy. So I yell at the bear. I said, bear, he said, you got that weak-ass five-man front. He want to see it. And bro, eyes got so big, he was back there by the quarterback. And the quarterback like, bro, you talk too much. You got to learn to shut your mouth. So it was just funny, man. It's just like, you need some characters, man. Like, there'd be some funny characters in this semi-pro.
Now, Chris, similar question to you. You go online, you see people who will – They do more running of the Facebook fingers than actually running on the field. Has there been a time, you can mention names or you will keep it silent, this season where you've seen somebody run their mouth and get humbled?
I see a lot of it. I can't put a name on it because it'd be so much. When I say it's a lot of guys, it's like that on the trash talk page. Especially, I've seen a lot of guys say they're this and that. They're going to do this. Turn around, come watch the film. Or on game, they go watch it live, see they getting beat. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen it. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to delve more into this game and kind of talk about some general stuff. You are listening to the Under the Helmet podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with another podcast, Terrence Biggs, Marcus Singleton, Chris McCarroll. Marcus, when the Thrashers take the field during this playoff season and you're looking around, just fast forward, just give you a hypothetical. Say the Thrashers win the championship. Are you coming back? Or are you going to walk into the sunset and just kind of enjoy the retirement?
It depends on if Cam and Bear hit me up. You know how they be. They be like, man, we ain't going to bring it back. And then they bring you back and call me. And they know I'm going to come running. So it just depends on how it goes.
Makes sense. Now, Chris, similar question to you. I mean, is this it, or do you think you have a few more in you?
So I got like 3 more years in the time. Probably 2, but I'm going to say 3 to the max.
What he telling you is he big crashing that year. big crasher.
Was like a 2-hour drive?
Yeah, I got him on gas.
I mean, it's a thing that could happen, Chris.
We already been talking about it.
I mean, you've seen what they do for game day as far as that food, as far as the concessions.
Oh, just saying. I already know.
I mean, it's tempting. I mean, you got old folks talking about coming out of retirement.
Man, I seen boy at the game, the first game. I was like, hey, bro, what you eat, man? He said, bro, I can't miss out on the food. It ain't going to be no more. Bro, I had 2 plates. I said, damn, boy, you wild. You about to play a game?
Wait, you before a game?
Oh, I had some Rotel before the game.
How?
How? I got to eat before the game. That's my tradition.
Oh, man. Mm-mm. Ooh. I'd be sick in my stomach. Mm-mm. I mean, damn. I don't even eat before softball games. Like, I got one like an hour. No, I just, Like,
I don't see how he eats with all that cheese, man.
Especially, like, in the heat. I live in Wisconsin. Y'all live down south. It is hot as hell down there.
Man, I'm used to it. I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
I'd be hungry because, like, I work on Saturday, so I try to get my job done so I ain't going to get on the road where we got to go. And I don't think about eating because I like to get my job done. So when I get to the field, I go slap to the concession stand.
So you're out there trying to cut ahead of folks and get that plate?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. Man. Now, Mark, let me ask you a question. Who's the one offensive lineman that you have played against in this league that you had heard they were great but didn't see it?
Really, I can't really say, Terry, because everybody knows, like, when they played me, like, I'm a dominant D-tackle, so they just going to have to play in their best game. So every lineman I play, besides Chris Strong ass, everybody going to bring their A-game. You know what I mean? So everybody ain't going to come lackadaisical because they know I'm coming hard every play. You know, so like when Chris was saying, he can only do his job. In the game, I told his offensive line, I said, bro, everything past Chris is trash. And he was like, man, I only can do my job. But I should respect that because he's telling the truth. You know what I mean? So it just depends on the situation. People going to bring their A-game when they know they got a good opponent.
That's fair. Chris, let me ask you a question. You've had to block Marcus and you've had to block Lewis Ellis. If you could pick one to have to block an entire game, championship on the line, who are you taking?
Shit, give me both of them.
You want to block both of them?
Yeah, look, I'm Superman. I can give me both of them. It's going to be a hard task, but hey, give me both of them. I already had to block both of them for a whole 4 quarters, 1-4. It wasn't easy, but hey, for championship on the line, give me both of them. I'm going to take both of them out. I'm dogballing on everybody.
Future, who had the best offensive line you have going against this year?
The best offensive line that I've seen, it would be Blackhawks. Because they've been playing together for years. Everybody else is lackadaisical. I don't really take them serious. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to dominate. And the way our D-line is, we got a hell of a rotation. So if one gets tired, you got to come in with another one. Then we get refreshed. So you really going to have to pick which one you're going to block the whole game. But I can honestly say that the Blackhawks, because that's by far the best offensive line I've seen besides ours.
Now, Chris, say if by chance, you have a chance to play in a game that you're up by a lot. How strong is the urge to kind of leave your guard spot and kind of go out to tight end? Maybe kind of go kind of in that slot a little bit?
A strong urge. Before we became what we are now, I actually end up playing I can't think what it's called. New England used to run it with the extra tackle on the other side. I can't think of it. But I went out for a pass for a while, decoy, a little something like that. But I definitely go and catch that rock.
Now, I've asked Marcus in the past, like, if threshers are up, they have a chance on the goal line. I'm expecting to see number 11, you know, in that backfield. Is this going to happen this year?
I hope he do, but Cam be hating on me, man. He don't think I can do it. I'm telling him, I'll be like, bro, you know I played quarterback in high school, right? He don't believe me, so.
Now,
I told him I could run that time.
Now, if you are in the backfield and there's a play that's coming from the sidelines, would you change it? Or would you just say, you know what, I'm just happy to be in the backfield?
Me, sure, I wouldn't even want to score a touchdown. I just want to truck the hell out of somebody and stand up for the ball.
You not going to throw it?
Hell no, I'm going to just truck somebody. I'm going to find like two people to truck. And that's it there.
No dive over the goal line?
Mm-mm, hell no, I'm going to dive head first into somebody. That's all I want to do.
It's funny. Now, Chris, when you look at just if out west, who do you think the team that beat out west is?
Say that again, Thayer.
Who's the team out west that you think that will come out of the west?
It's going to be between the Dynasty and the King, but right now the King got all the firepower, but I'm gonna lean on the Dynasty because they got a chip on their shoulder from last season. I think I'm gonna lean on the Dynasty.
Now, Marcus, when you look at the West, does it matter who comes out of the West because you want to play whoever comes out, or do you have a specific matchup in mind?
It really don't matter to me because I want the Mississippi Dynasty or the Kings, but I feel like in the West it's gonna be a shocker. Because cockiness can only get you so much. The football will humble you in so many ways, man. So just because you won it last year don't mean you're going to win it this year. You know, so I respect them. I respect what they did, but it's the playoffs. Everybody hungry. You can't take nobody lightly.
Now, follow-up question. You are from Mississippi, but you live in Georgia. Do you consider yourself a Georgian or a Mississippian?
I'm both. I'm a mix, baby. So I can't get rid of Georgia and I can't get rid of Mississippi, man. It's home, you know, so you can't never forget home.
Do you ever go back?
Hell no, I wouldn't.
To visit?
I'm civilized. I go back to visit, but the state, I can't do it. The Walmart's about 100 miles away. I can't do it.
Also, that's like small town Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm in the backwoods.
Oh, no.
Where the gate is at?
Nope. Mm-mm. I need concrete. I can't. Mm-mm. Too many dirt roads will mess up my sneakers. Mm-mm.
Yeah, now, I can't do it, man.
I can't do it. Now, Chris, without, like, after the game, if you're in Georgia and you're playing, if you don't hit up the concession stand, where are you going to eat afterward?
Hooters?
What?
I don't know too much about it. The last time we played them, I ended up going to Hooters.
And they got the nastiest food, man.
It was the women. It was the women.
Fair. But the food's still nasty, though. Now, Marcus, I'm not sure if you follow other sports, but who do you got, the Celtics or the Warriors in the finals?
I hate the Warriors with a passion. I hate them. I want the Celtics to win. The East need to bring it back.
Chris, you got it. Go ahead.
I said that's how I want it in the championship. The East got to bring it back. I'm going to get tired of the West.
I'm not sure if the East has ever won.
That's what I'm saying. It's a new age. The East coming out this year.
I mean, East have gotten close, but it doesn't seem that the West has had it for a while. Chris, who do you want, the Celtics or the Warriors?
I want the Celtics to win, but those goddamn Steph Curry. But I think it's time for a tie. I think Boston gonna get it, man. They've been playing hell of ball this whole season. I think that it's that time. They got it. Yep.
I just hope it's close. I don't need a 4-0 sweep. I don't want to watch, like, I just have a feeling that if the Warriors get up, they can put them away early.
I don't think so because, you know, the Warriors, they get up and then, you know, they let a Cleveland come back and win. So
that's true. That's also true.
That injury prone too.
Yeah.
Yep.
super injury prone. I mean, like, if it's not Clay, it's not Steph, it's Draymond Green. They stay hurt. Like, they've had injuries the entire season. Now, Marcus, if you didn't play football, what sport would you have played?
Basketball, man. I played basketball. I liked it, and I wrestled. So,
how old were you when you dunked for the first time?
I had to be 15. Yeah, 15.
When was the last time you dunked?
Because I put on these pounds, never wear. Oh, man.
Chris, if you didn't play football, what sport would you have played?
I guess basketball, you could say. It's something that I always grew up playing. Played probably like my last time playing was my 10th grade year of high school. But other than that, I guess you could say basketball.
All right. Future last question for you. Explain, like, why people think Kanye is still talented in music. Like, am I missing something or am I just old now?
What you mean as far as music?
Yeah.
It's trash.
Thank you.
I like the old school Kanye, man. Like, I mean, some of these folks got the good music, but it all sound the same. It be the same beat tone. I don't like it.
See, Chris, same question to you. Explain why people at this point in time still think Kanye is talented.
I'm not going to say he's talented. He's smart. Marketing-wise, he's smart. Music is okay. I like the old Kanye. This new age Kanye, nah, I don't like him at all. But the music now is trash, more of the story.
Need to bring out that Through the Wire Kanye.
Yes.
Yeah.
That right there. That's what we agree on. Marcus Singleton, Chris McCarroll. Best of luck this Saturday. Best of luck to your families. Hope y'all emerge from the game happy and healthy, fellas.
Appreciate you, man.
This has been another episode of the Unhelmet Bot Podcast. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other.